Christmas is a great time to reach children with the hope of the gospel, especially children and orphans in Russia and Ukraine. Join us for Project Hope. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Project Hope, giving a gift of love at Christmas time to the children of the former Soviet Union. I'm Wayne Shepherd here with Sergei Rakuba of Russian Ministry. Sergei, it's always great to be with you.
It's a great privilege to be with you in your studio, Wayne.
How do we present these gifts? We present gift boxes to children, right?
What the idea about this Project Hope, a gift of hope, that's when we print gift boxes for the national church, for national believers. We provide resources, but also they match our resources and they buy things, you know, at the markets, at the stores, supermarkets, and then they come together and as volunteers, they pack these Christmas gifts. We add a Bible to it, and then they, through all different programs, evangelistic programs, they deliver these boxes, distribute, and place into the hands of needy children in different orphanages, schools, needy places in turbulent war areas like Northern Caucasus, Chechnya, Ingushetia, Kabardino-Balkaria, Dagestan, or such frozen and far places, remote places like Arctic Siberia.
Even the nomadic herdsmen, and even the
rain,
get these boxes.
Even the reindeer herders, you know, those who travel with their parents, the kids of reindeer herders,
sure.
When it's 50 below zero, they will have a chance to learn a story of Christmas, a story of Jesus, hope in Jesus, when national believers deliver this wonderful gift.
Well, it's a great privilege for us to have the opportunity to come alongside our Russian brothers and sisters, the evangelical believers, who want to put these gift boxes together, and who knows better what to put in the boxes than the people who live right there with these children, and yet they don't have the resources. So we can help them with the resources.
And that's what the Project Hope is all about, you know, this partnership. We provide resources. They know what to put. They go to markets. They buy warm socks, mittens, gloves, you know, hats. They buy school supplies. They put a toy in it. They buy things, you know, that kids love but would never dream to have it at Christmas. But plus, we add a children's Bible to it.
That's the part I love. Yeah.
And that's why this simple gift becomes a gift of hope. Because in all of this, when kids open these boxes, they learn a story of Jesus.
Oh, man. So their faces light up when they open the boxes.
And this is the most exciting moment when you see these kids that never expected that somebody will give them anything. They give them this wonderful gift. Plus, they share a story of Jesus. They build relationship with them, and then they have an opportunity to learn more. And they come to churches. They come to summer camps. And that's when this Project Hope, this gift of hope, becomes a bridge of hope, you know, into their future.
You mentioned some countries a moment ago that are pretty troubled. There have been a lot of wars fought in these areas, Chechnya, for instance. Is the gospel still, does it still have an open door in these places?
There is an opportunity, Wayne, to continue reaching those people with the gospel. Despite of all the changes that take place in a large territory of the Russian Federation, or Russia, we call it, and especially in Northern Caucasus, and like in Chechnya, in Ingushetia, there is a huge need. Mm-hmm. There is a it's a very difficult place,
yes.
Very turbulent place. But Project Hope, I believe, is the only project that we can continue using, reaching out to that community, reaching out to the orphans of war, reaching out to the poor families that live there in Chechnya and Ingushetia, and continue sharing the gospel.
Well, Sergei, I want you to tell us some of those individual stories of children coming to Christ because of a gift box. And we'll get to those a bit later in the program today. But right now, I want us to hear from Anita Dynica. Now, Anita, along with her late husband Peter, began Russian Ministries over 20 years ago, and she brings a unique perspective.
Russia, that vast nation that stretches across 11 time zones, has great, great treasures of oil and natural gas. And these days, as we see in the news, it's wielding those resources to again be a superpower. But really, any nation's greatest treasure is its children. And in Russia, there are hundreds of thousands of orphans and street children who don't live with much hope this Christmas. It is known that when Russian orphans are old enough to leave the orphanages, 40% become criminals, 40% become addicted to alcohol and or drugs, 10% commit suicide, and